It's 61 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:50. Time for our pre-opening commodity market report. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The early calls for cash hog prices today are mixed, steady to possibly firm in the western corn belt and flat to weak in the east. Terminals are called mostly steady with tops from $36 to $38. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $36. In the eastern corn belt daily direct hog report for Tuesday, October 2nd, negotiated swine purchases were 16,250 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $45 to $57. The weighted average was $52.22, a loss of 90 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $34.77 to $45.25, and the weighted average was $43.37. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 15,321. The base price range was $44.50 to $58. The weighted average, $56.10, a gain of 69 cents for Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $35.33 to $47, and the weighted average was $44.39. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And taking a look at the Midwest Corn Belt, we did have some significant rain move through the area overnight. Here at WILL, we had 3/4 of an inch of rain, and some places did pick up more rain than that. Some bands of more than an inch of rain moved across central Illinois from west, southwest, east, northeast. One such band produced probably 1.5 to 3 inches of rain on the Sangamon Menard County border. That's just north of Springfield on into southern Logan County. And all the way from Missouri on over toward an area just northwest of Champaign, some of the rainfall totals were heavy. Another band moved parallel to and north of I-70 in the overnight period from just north of St. Louis through Shelby County in northern Cumberland, Coles, southern Edgar, northern Clark counties, and on into Indiana. The rain is essentially over from this system for much of the Midwest. There are some lingering showers, though, in central and southern Indiana and in Ohio, but they have really fizzled out, and not much in the way of precipitation is expected out that way from this system. So harvesting delays in Ohio and eastern Indiana, southern Indiana, Kentucky, southern Illinois will be minimal. Areas that did get significant rainfall over portions of Iowa, Missouri, and Illinois yesterday may have delays here for a day as we will be awaiting for the drying to take place for the ground to firm up once again. Now, after this, it appears that we're going to have another stretch of mainly open weather. A couple of computer models indicate diurnal increase in showers and thunderstorms over the weekend. That means afternoon pop-ups, but they'll be, I think, rather isolated. And much of the Midwest Corn Belt will be staying dry on into the weekend. Now, far northwestern areas will start to get some rain as we get into Sunday, and rain chances will then spread across more of the Midwest as we get into Monday or Tuesday of next week, the way it appears right now. So it's not dry indefinitely, but several more days of dry weather appear to be on the way. And so the big picture is we'll have continued favorable weather for this harvest season. There will be some interruptions. I think more rain will be coming next week than what we've had in the last couple of weeks, but it's not going to rain absolutely every day. The models do indicate that toward the end of next week, high pressure builds in for a few days. We don't see any significant cold coming this way either. In fact, the next couple of days after today are going to be very warm, seasonably warm weather expected through the weekend, and still warmer than average on many days over the coming 2 weeks. Now, as we move to the Delta and Southeast, a little harder to forecast the weather in the Delta because different models have different scenarios for possible development of tropical systems in the Gulf of Mexico. So not much in the way of rain the next several days, but it could get wetter in the Delta if a tropical system were developing. Right now, we're not looking at hurricane-type development, but maybe a cluster of showers or thunderstorms. If one of those systems happens to move inland into the Delta in the next week, that could bring them more rain, but right now that's not likely. Some stormy weather has been occurring on a frequent basis in Florida lately, with strong winds out of the east causing rip currents, and that's been associated with some strong winds and rain and flooding around Jacksonville, Florida, and some of that flooding rain has pushed up into portions of Georgia and we'll be moving into South Carolina and Alabama. So some previously very dry areas will indeed be picking up some moisture. Looking at the hard red winter wheat belt, warmer than average weather is expected for a while. So there should be rapid planting there. And in South America, no big changes. More rain on the way for Argentina. So that's going to help build up the moisture supply there for crops. They've had some decent weather in the last several days for planting operations, and now they'll get some favorable moisture for their crop development. But there's increasing concern about the Brazilian season starting a little too dry and planting may be delayed there a bit. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 9.13 1/4, down 6. Last trade down 20. March 9.07 1/2, down 9 1/2. Last trade down 18 1/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 9.13 1/2, down 9. Last trade was down 22 1/2. March 9.20 1/2, down 10. Last trade down 20 3/4. July 6.57, down 7. Last trade down 9 3/4. December corn opened at 3.47 1/4, down 1 1/2. Last trade down 2 1/2. March 3.64, down 1 1/2. Last trade down 2. July 3.82, down 2. Last trade down 1 1/2. December of next year, 3.95, down 1/2. Last trade unchanged. November beans open at 9.44 1/2, up 3/4. Last trade down 10 1/4. January 9.62 unchanged. Last trade down 10 1/2. July 9.83 down 1/2. Last trade down 10 1/2. November of next year, 9.43 down 2 1/2. Last trade down 12 1/4. October soybean meal opened at 2.63 up 10. Last trade down 3.50. December soybean oil opened at 38.59, down 1. Last trade down 21. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Dave.
Yesterday, corn prices went down just way too easy, Steve, and I wonder what that might imply.
Well, I think if you look at the technicals, we went through all the simple moving averages that we have on corn from the 90-day to 100-day moving averages. And like you said, it went through through those real easy. I think one thing we need to kind of consider a little bit is if you look at the USDA progress report from last Monday afternoon, even though here in central Illinois we drive around, there's much of the harvest has already been completed in the corn. But Iowa reported only 13% completed, Minnesota 15%, and the nation was 31%. So there's still a lot of corn harvesting that has to go on in the month of October, and all that corn's going to have to find a home somewhere.
So the call on corn today?
We'll follow the overnight down 2 to 3 and see what happens after that.
And wheat looks like it's heading for a pretty sharp break again this morning.
Yeah, it is. Yesterday it was announced that Russia bought wheat, $60 a ton cheaper to Egypt than the U.S. price. So that kind of triggered some of the sell-off in wheat yesterday. Technical point of view, you know, common sense from the highs to lows, when this thing started, we ought to find support and catch fire right here at the $9 support, which is the last trade last night on the Board of Trade. We'll just have to see if this is a special market or if we're actually going to get follow-through and see some support here at $9.
And soybeans also had a pretty rough go of it yesterday.
Yeah, that was too. Really rough. You know, when those things can move 50 cents a pop a day, You can do some technical damage real quick and get some real corrections. But we really haven't had a significant correction since this thing started, about a $2.10, $2.13 rally. So that could be a little far reaching or a little more reaching, but it should grab hold here too. Look maybe to buy beans maybe on the 38% rally should from the August low should be somewhere around 936. So we need to see if all these things can hold, even though we traded at 933 last night. So time will tell.
Give us then the wheat call and the bean call, please.
It's just the only thing you can come up with in these type of markets are the overnight beans down 10 to 11, wheat down probably 20 to 22, just basically following the overnight, and we'll pick up from there and go forward.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.